Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I'll give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the nation and around the world. And for all those on the Gulf Coast and the Emerald Coast, we are excited about the Glory Zone and what God is going to be doing. Begin to believe God for a Glory Zone. Imagine that, a zone, an area, region where God just pours out a tidal wave of his glory. Isn't that awesome? Just why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Come on. More Lord.
Think about it. Think about it. Why not? A porthole to heaven. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that, the entire Gulf Coast and Emerald Coast can't even contain. You know, just think about it. It's just powerful. Just totally powerful. We've been talking about, if you've missed it, you can catch it at VFNTV.com, all the different ways to be able to catch us on the VFN Torch. Talking about this prophecy about Israel, Middle East, Russia, Turkey, Iran, Persia, Tubal, all these different nations, Libya, which is really Kush, I believe. But just thinking about, you know, this, or the stage is set for this. And we're coming to the, this is probably the last segment on it to understand. So get them all. But you want to be prepared because God's about to show himself mighty. It looks like this is a time. We're not talking about the second coming. We're not talking about the rapture of the church. And we're talking about God dealing with the enemies of Israel. And where Israel realizes there's nobody on earth is standing with us. And you thought the day would never come when a betrayer of Israel would be leading this nation.
Right?
You never thought the day would come.
No. Didn't see that coming.
You never thought the day would come when you would see somebody that leads our nation stand up and say to the United Nations, which is United Nations, all the nations together, which means when you speak there, you speak to the world. That the future does not belong to those who
defame
the prophet Muhammad. You know, I don't know Muhammad, but I do know Jesus.
Come on.
That's right.
And Muhammad denies Jesus. He says he's not the son of God. To accept Muhammad as true is to call Jesus a liar. So Christians have to say, you know, I'm loyal to Jesus. You know, I'm not telling you what you got to do. I'm telling you, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's why Pastor Youssef's in jail in Iran, because he just thought he wasn't going to, he wasn't going to, this is what happens. People say, oh, we don't, Jesus was he was a minister. He was a prophet, you know, they even have a name for him in the Quran, but he was not the son of God. And the word of God plainly tells us that that is a spirit of anti-Jesus Christ. It would say that, right? And so, here we are in this day. So, you're coming against Israel. You're coming against the apple of God's eye. You're coming against the body of Christ. I mean, even Saul, when he was headed to Turkey or headed to Damascus, you know, Jesus said, you know, Saul, what are you doing coming against me? Why are you kicking against the pricks? Why are you persecuting me? And all of a sudden, a suddenly took place. And immediately he realized, I have been coming against God. I think about it, the light was so bright, that it just blinded him and threw him off his horse. And it's almost like a sign of what's about to happen in Ezekiel 38, that it's going to be such a bright encounter with the power and the fury of God saying, I'm going to deal with you, and this is how I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with the enemies, my enemies, by sending you against my people. You have to remember that. Relax. When you see somebody that has been used by the enemy for many years to just come and hurt and harm and all that, and all of a sudden it looks like things are cranking up a notch, you know, that they're coming in against you. Realize God's about to take that situation down. He's about to deal with it. That's their last shot. That's out of fear. I mean, they're cranking everything up. A thought's been put in their head that they're going to take you out, but they don't realize it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with God. They're coming against God. And so God's going to send them against Israel. That's what we've been reading. And so he's going to put this thought in their mind that's just going to basically take them over because of what the thoughts that have been in their hearts and mind against his people for all these years. And they're going to come in and start barreling towards Israel. Well, there's mountains that surround Israel. And what we've read so far in Ezekiel 39, as we're wrapping this up, make sure you catch all the other parts, is you'll be really surprised, because when we started this, we started talking about what is happening in the news right now. This is not some Bible study. We're talking about, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And this is a convergence of here we are, you know, what's going to happen. The stage is set. Is this that moment that we're going to see 7 months to bury the dead? There's so many dead, and 7 years to burn their weapons. There's so many weapons. And think about all the fuel that Israel's going to get to save during that time. 7 years of not using any fuel at all because they're burning their enemy's weapons, which sounds like nuclear material and all that. And so, and we were talking earlier about that, there's that in Ezekiel, I think 11, 10 and 9, in verse 39, those verses, that people will be hired to work continually to locate all the body parts, all the fragmented parts of the body. And you first think, well, that's just, you know, that's pretty, you know, that's a good thing to do. Well, the truth is that the human body, when it begins to deteriorate, gets it, you can get sick, it defiles you. And we've seen floods and hurricanes and tsunamis and different things that took place where this, you know, dead bodies are everywhere. I mean, you think about Hurricane Katrina and New Orleans and in all those areas. And so you have to remove the bodies immediately. If not, they'll contaminate the water streams and all that. The bodies amazingly just turns into
toxic.
And so they said that they're going to hire, this is what we just read in our earlier program, that they're going to hire people continually looking for bits and pieces of bone fragment and body parts to be able to keep the land pure. Because all of a sudden you have your kid out playing in a field where war just took place, and understand that field's going to be toxic. It's going to be dangerous. So you have to actually locate all these body parts. And they're going to be able to bury them for 7 months. It'll take them to be able to purify the land.
Wow.
And in the context of that, you think, well, that's kind of like what's been happening when people wear those suicide vests in their radical Islam, Hamas, and all these guys that are coming in there. They're paying people to go blow up Jews inside of Israel. And when they go, Ben Yahud Amal, you know, been there before having a meal and you're just sitting there eating, and all of a sudden, you know, a bomb goes off, and Jews are blown to pieces, and their body parts are just everywhere. I mean, little small pieces of bones and all that. And so they're so honoring of each other that Israel makes an effort to identify every little fragment through a DNA test so they can honor the loved ones of who lost their loved one in that. So they're used to identifying all of these particular parts and locating those because their own bodies, their own brothers and sisters have been done this way. And this is what the Lord is saying. You did it to me and I'm going to do it to you. Everything you did to me, I'm going to do to you. And think about that. How many walked in there plain as day, totally deceived by you, saying it's okay to go kill Jews and they're going to get some reward in this other heaven out here. And you just did it for your own gain to destroy God's people and just destroy their families. I mean, when I was there, I'll never forget the first time that I was in Israel and I was ministering, that one particular Jewish brother there, he just could not, he was so hurt and so angry because he just left his friend on the bus, and he was on the bus and he got off the bus and the bus blew up after he got off, and he just couldn't, you know, why would anybody want to do that? The heart, why? And it's because it's evil. But understand right here, what we're reading about this prophecy, God's going to deal with that. The enemies of Israel are the enemies of God, but those who bless Israel, God will bless. The sad thing about it, we're looking at America's stance, not the entire nation. If you polled America, America majority would be for Israel. But the problem is our leadership, it's not for Israel. You know, some of the things that we've seen is that's biblically not correct in the context of that. And so we're picking up here in Ezekiel 39 verse 12, talking about these 7 months that the Israelis are burying these bodies. John, you want to pick up there?
For 7 months, the Israelites will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. All the people of the land will bury them, and the day I display my glory will be a memorable day for them, declares the sovereign Lord. People will be continually employed in cleansing the land. They will spread out across the land and all along with others, they will bury any bodies that are lying on the ground. After 7 months, they will carry out a more detailed search. As they go out through the land, anyone who sees a human bone will leave a marker beside it until the grave diggers bury it in the valley of Hamon Gog, near a town called Hamana. And so they will be, and so they will cleanse the land.
So you're looking at for 7 months, they're getting the majority of it. But it's going to go a long time after where they're looking for fragments. But you ever seen a crime scene where they take a little marker number here, number one, number two, and they take a picture of it because you got a bullet here, you got a body here, you got a murder weapon here. And I could just see in my spirit where they're going out and marking like a geologist would, you know, marking all these different things and documenting, you know, what they're doing, because this is God showing himself mighty. But understand, God just backed up Israel. Mm-hmm. This God that many Jews are not even paying attention to. If you go to Israel, Israel is very secular. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very secular. And we talked about earlier, you know, we're not supposed to line ourselves up the way Israel's government is and the way they're operating. A lot of people say, well, that's how Israel is. No, we're supposed to line ourselves up with the word of God.
That's right.
We're supposed to live in conjunction with what God says, not how Israel's living there, but we're to honor and pray for and support and to help Israel. And because they're going to, all of a sudden, their eyes are going to be opened. And this is what we're going to hear in just a moment. He's going to begin to pour out his spirit. It takes them, even after 7 months, they're still looking for fragments and body parts, and they're hiring people and they're working continually, calling them grave diggers. Mm. So grave diggers are going to continually look for them. But why be the enemy of God? Think about it. Make a decision for Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Say, you know, he is the Son of God. I want you, Jesus, to be in my life. Ask him to show himself to you mightily. Understand that he loves you, but you got to love him. You got to make a choice. Are you going to be for him? Or are you going to be against him? And if you're against Israel, no matter what you claim, you're against God. You have to understand that. And so you want to be for Israel, and you want to be for Jesus Christ, and you want to acknowledge him as the one and only access to God, the Son of God, who paid the price, who died for our sins. And what we do, we accept the price that he paid. And we ask the Lord, forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Dear God, I want to be yours. And you know what? You're switching sides. You're switching sides. That's it. And now you're going to be discipled, because you can easily be deceived if you don't know anything. Yes, you begin to get rightly related to a body of believers who loves God, who loves Israel, who loves you, and loves the word of God and wants to disciple you, which means train you up in what God says in his word. No, not four concepts and a whatever, but what does God say about you? And your life will be transformed forever. You can find out more at meetmyfather.org. We're going to finish this up after the break. Stay tuned. It's amazing what takes place.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I was wrong. This is John Fuller with a Focus on the Family Minute. And while admitting your faults can be difficult, it's really humbling when you have to apologize to your own child. But Tricia Goyer suggests that's how your toddler learns.
You know, even with the 2-year-old, there'll be times I'll be so frustrated and mommy's trying to get this done right now, and just stop and say, wait, what's more important? And bending down to her little eye level and say, I'm sorry mommy was grumpy, you know, and then when she's grumpy later, I can say, remember how mommy said she was sorry when she was grumpy? Now you need to say sorry to mommy because you're grumpy. But I think, again, it goes back to being a leader.
That's an important reminder from Tricia, and I'll admit I've had plenty of opportunities personally to model that kind of remorse and apologize to my child. Try it for yourself, and eventually you'll start to see your child follow your lead. Now you'll find more trusted advice at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there? Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that, because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, It's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married, or why you're going to need to stay married, or why you need to have family, or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're going right back in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, verse 17, just talking about the prophecy. Is this being fulfilled as we speak? And it's amazing. Pretty much so right now. And we just want to keep on, what's going to take place? And we're finding out 7 months to bury the dead, still looking for the body parts after 7 months, burning the weapons and all for 7 years. But pick it up at 17, because it's talking about the Son of Man. This is what the Sovereign Lord says, calling out and speaking to, okay, can you imagine all these dead bodies, right? They're all into the mountains. They came in there. We saw what one rock does when it flew over Rush. I mean, think about the warning shot that was.
Man.
God sustains us and keeps us. Because that can happen right now. I mean, just any a moment that can happen. God,
that's amazing.
I yeah.
Because, you know, that was out of my grid until you brought it back. But I remember that. That was so shocking because it blew all those windows. Huge building and buildings blew all their windows out at one time.
You got to go to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and see that video and watch what one rock does. It's made available for you at VFNTV.com. And click on the VFN Torch and look for the article, 7 months to bury the dead. 7 years to burn the weapons. Has this time come? And it is amazing how fragile we are. We're just thankful for God for sustaining us and keeping us. But look what happens. There's so many dead. Imagine all the blood. How much blood is in the human body? Does somebody, Pat, you know that, right? I'm sure.
It's like 8 pints.
So 8 pints of blood. So now you imagine all these millions of, all this blood just pouring out. Just pouring out all over the place.
Wow.
And so now you're looking at just lots of blood. And what happens when there's lots of death and lots of blood? Animals begin to come.
Yeah. I remember in different parts of the world, these other countries, and you have dead bodies that put lime out to kill all these.
But we're talking here, this next thing coming up right here, that so you have all this coming in. And so God's calling this a sacrifice. He's actually calling this, I'm going to prepare a sacrifice for these animals I created. So this blood is going to be a sacrifice. So this is, they're going to be a sacrifice.
Mm.
So listen, what's going on? Look at verse 17. Let's read this one here. Steve, you want to read that?
And Son of Man, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Call out to every kind of bird and all the wild animals. Assemble and come together from all around to the sacrifice I am preparing for you. The great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel. There you will eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, as if they were rams and lambs, goats and bulls. All of them fattened animals from Bashan. At the sacrifice I'm preparing for you, you will eat fat till you are glutted and drink blood till you are drunk. At my table you will eat your fill of horses and riders, mighty men and soldiers of every kind, declares the Sovereign Lord.
So think about that. So this whole thing is God preparing a sacrifice for the animals. Think about it. And it doesn't matter whether you're a king, potentate, prince, whatever, your blood's going to be poured in, and the animals are going to come and they're going to drink it. And what I think about is a tick. The definition of a tick is a blood-sucking parasite, right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to have this these blood-sucking parasite type sucking up this blood and just, and that's what he's saying. He says, you're going to be a sacrifice for animals, not even for your God, your false gods. You're going to be a sacrifice for animals. Is that not something?
Wow.
And what is all happening here? What's happening is God is displaying his awesomeness to all the nations of the world. I mean, you're talking about United Nations. It actually belongs in Israel. It belongs in Jerusalem because God's showing himself up. You're looking at the transference of United Nations is moving from New York at this moment, and it'll be moving to Jerusalem because all the nations are going to be able to see who is truly over. As a matter of fact, pick it up right there at verse 21, John.
I will display my glory among the nations, and all the nations will see the punishment I inflict and the hand I lay on them. From that day forward, the people of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God, And the nations will know that the people of Israel went into exile for their sin, because they were unfaithful to me. So I hid my face from them and handed them over to their enemies, and they all fell by the sword. I dealt with them according to their uncleanliness and their offenses, and I hid my face from them.
And this is so important because, well, and this is the truth is all of a sudden is everything's laid bare. And the first thing that's laid bare is that the Lord is the one that's doing this. God is the one that's bringing this punishment on their enemies. Secondly, that God was the one that allowed the punishment to happen to the Jews, right? That's what he's saying. He says, because you turn your back on me, I turn my face from you. This is why these things happen. And so he's saying it. That's two things cross at that one moment. But they're made aware of God and says, so I won't hide my face from you anymore. So all of a sudden, they're made aware of what's going on. And realizing that when, once you know this is why you ended up where you ended up, the choice is, do you want to stay where you were? Or do you want to live a life differently? Do you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Do you want to follow God? Do you want to accept Yeshua as the Messiah? I mean, think about it. This is that moment in time. And so that's what's taking place. This big shifting is like, okay, everything I said before that was wrong. Let's just, can you burn those tapes, that CD? Can you, what was that? What was that?
Pull that
what,
down.
What was that? And so, Steve, want to pick up a 25?
Therefore,
was it John? Was it John? Go ahead. Whoever's next. I don't know who it was.
Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will now restore the fortunes of Jacob and will have compassion on all the people of Israel. And I will be zealous for my holy name.
This is so important. He's saying, okay, that's all dealt with. Everything's done. And this is what's healthy, by the way. Discipline done right way is once it's done, it's over with. And you just move on. God's going, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just move on. I'm going to restore your fortunes. You know, I'm going to have compassion, which means I'm not going to feel difficult for you, feel bad about your situation, but I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help you out. And then he says, I'm going to be zealous for my holy name. And that's so important because what Israel represents, it's not just Israel. Israel represents the promise and the loyalty and the sincerity of God, because God swore by himself. You know what I'm saying? He swore by his own name. Mm. So Israel is his namesake. So by protecting Israel, like Moses said, you're protecting your name. I mean, yeah, they are acting up down here, and you did bring him out of Egypt. These things are going on, but what are they going to say about your name? And so Israel is the namesake of God. So why he's showing himself. So don't worship Israel. Mm-hmm. Worship God and bless Israel. Does that make sense? Because some people even go as far as worshiping people.
Yeah.
But, you know, bless Israel, pray for Israel, but worship God. Understand, this is God showing himself mighty for his own namesake. Okay, Steve.
They will forget their shame and all the unfaithfulness they have showed toward me when they lived in safety in their land with no one to make them afraid. When I have brought them back from the nations and have gathered them from the countries of their enemies, I'll be proved holy through them in the sight of many nations.
Think about it. So God's going to, he says, first of all, he says in his word, he says, first I'll send fishermen out for you. And that's just like in a casual gathering. And then if everybody doesn't come, he's like, then I'll send hunters after you. Hmm. Listen, if you truly are a Jew, God's wanting to gather you. He's wanting to show himself to you. And you can either be gathered by a fisherman, you can be gathered by a hunter, but be gathered and brought together, because he says, in the sight of the nations, I'll prove myself to you by being good to you, and I'll prove myself to all the nations by doing this. And so there's still, of course, Jews all over the earth. And he's like, why are these people being, this is, doesn't make sense. Why are they being the way that they are? And it's like, maybe God's gathering his people. Maybe he's gathering them, and we can come by choice or we can come by force, but God, he loves us so much. He says, I'm gonna bring you here just to bless you and to forgive you and to restore you, but it's for my namesake. Okay.
Then they will know that I am the Lord, their God. For though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind.
That's so important because we're about to close this out. Not leaving any behind. So if you're wondering, if you're Jewish, if you're wondering, I mean, I think of Yolanda where she's wanting to go to Israel. I mean, support, if anybody wants to go to Israel that's Jewish, you know, buy their plane ticket, help them get plugged in, you know, be a part of what God is doing and help them get there, because that's God drawing their hearts to be able to come to the land. So he's going to show himself mighty. And so he says, not leaving any behind at all. Think about that. Not leaving any behind at all. John, you want to finish that out?
Verse
29.
I will no longer hide my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit on the people of Israel, declares the sovereign Lord.
Think about that. So think about this. This is God's gathering all of Israel together so he can pour out his spirit on you, so he can forgive you, so that your shame would be removed, so he can show himself mighty, so he can destroy your enemy. It is amazing. Like, man, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. So when you see these different ministries that are trying to transport and fly Jews in from Russia and fly Jews in from, you know, participate in that. Buy a ticket. When you do a VFN TV and data radio program, that's what we're doing. We're like, we won't let you know about these things. We are for Israel. And so we even work with Avi's ministry right there in Tel Aviv, where they actually are help with the people that are integrating back into a society. It's amazing how they can do it. They have an art of bringing their family members back they hadn't seen in hundreds of years. And so this is an exciting day. Yes, it truly looks like to me that the stage is set. The stage is set. The question is, are you in the audience? Are you on the stage? If you're on the stage, are you playing the good guy? Are you playing the bad guy? Are you on God's side? Are you on Satan's side? The question is, whose side you own? This is what the Lord says. He says, choose who you're going to serve. Choose who you're going to serve. Choose today who is God. And let me tell you who is God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's God who gave his son Jesus Christ to pay the price so we can all be in the family of God. Find out more at meetmyfather.org.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years. Where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, when I'm not, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation. And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed.
unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so that you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is a time that on the side of history. Because a lot of people, this is what a lot of people have been saying, you know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order and for Israel. This is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or falls. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns again, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business, provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. Hmm. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them because we have a world and definitely a nation they want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order. John, talk to us about this revival that's taking place. And when people say North Africa, a lot of times they don't understand the geography that actually is a continent.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different countries in North Africa. And when you think about these countries that are in North Africa, these are the ones that are in the news all the time.
That's right.
Right?
Well, God, there's a revival in North Africa and also in the same countries that make up the Arab League, which is, you know, a few of those countries.
Right.
You have Western Sahara, Morocco, Libya, Tunisia, and some amazing, amazing things are happening. Yeah, Libya.
And you think about Morocco is where they filmed all the Jesus films. They always do that in Morocco.
Okay.
Now they're starting to bring it back finally to Israel, but Morocco is where they get the scenery and all that. And for all of our audience that's a little bit older than the crew that's here, that's where Ben Crosby and those guys did those movies back then.
Really?
Yeah, The Road to Morocco and Casablanca maybe.
I know.
I'm sorry. It's difficult. It's difficult.
Yeah, you're much older than we are. So.
much older than we are. We understand.
So here, these are the Arab League, some of the Arab League nations you're talking about that, even though that, you know, it's a Muslim countries that are going through there, but God is bringing a revival. You know, Muslims are converting to Christianity.
Yes. Falling in love with God. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. The country of Algeria, and this is, we have a segment for you from CBN, and this is what they're saying. It's saying that even though Algeria is overwhelmingly has a Muslim government, it has given Protestant churches freedom to register their congregations. And so they have all kinds of liberty.
Huge.
Oh, huge. Yeah. And so many, many people are coming to Jesus. It's beautiful. They're seeing visions. They're having all kind of miracles happening. Mm-hmm. And we have this segment. I want you to listen to it and be encouraged. We'll, of course, we'll make this related for you on the torch, but you got to watch this and be blessed. Let your heart be stirred for a move of God because God is pouring out His Spirit.
Welcome to Christian World News, everyone. I'm Wendy Griffith. A Christian revival is touching the northernmost reaches of Africa. Once hostile to the gospel, now tens of thousands of Muslims are following Jesus. George Thomas brings us this exclusive story.
These images of North Africans worshiping have never been seen before on television. As the sun sets over the Mediterranean Sea, Muslims across this part of Africa are converting to faith in Jesus Christ in record numbers.
What God is doing in North Africa, all the way from actually Mauritania to Libya, is unprecedented in history of missions.
Tino Kahush, a graduate of Regent University, has spent years traveling the region to document the transformation.
I have the privilege of recording testimonies and listening to firsthand stories of men and women all ages where they can be sitting in a room and see the appearance, the presence of God appear to them in reality. It's like a vision. They can, some of them gave me stories of they carry a conversation. It's not just a light that appears.
His interviews confirm what experts say is a profound move of God in the predominantly Muslim nations of Mauritania, Western Sahara, Morocco, Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia.
Sometimes I feel jealous. How come it's visiting the Muslim world at this time and age where we don't hear that happening in the traditional Christian community?
From the shores of Casablanca in Morocco to Tripoli, Libya, experts say the growth of Christianity, especially in the last 20 years, has been unprecedented. And nowhere is that growth more evident than in the North African nation of Algeria.
Pastor Salah leads one of the largest churches in Algeria, where 99% of the population is Muslim. He says every new Christian in his church came from a Muslim background. Some 1,200 believers attend the church.
Depuis, je dirais, qu'on a commencé la vie de l'église, on en fait jusqu'à aujourd'hui une moyenne de 150-160 baptêmes par année.
Men like Zeno, who was invited to attend Pastor Salah's church by a friend. Others like Farhat speak of miraculous encounters. He says he was illiterate and couldn't read the Bible when he accepted the Lord. Then God made a change. Even though Algeria is overwhelmingly Muslim, the government has given Protestant churches the freedom to register their congregations.
It is the first Muslim Arab government who recognized officially churches from Islam.
Yusuf Kurahmani is a leading Algerian pastor. He says the government will harass and intimidate Christians from time to time, but the level of persecution is nothing like it was 20 years ago.
God has given to us many opportunities to witness at the police stations, at the courts. And actually, once I went to the police station and they gave me 45 minutes to speak about Jesus. Just imagine yourself, they are all Muslims. Titi, well, tell us about Jesus, please.
But Algeria and the countries of North Africa weren't always open to the gospel. Peter is a veteran missionary in these parts.
You know, there's that parable, the sower went out to sow and the seed fell on stony ground. This is North Africa. In those days was quite resistant and stony.
For security reasons, we've altered his voice and concealed his identity.
The religion and the culture were unsympathetic to anything that was foreign, and Christianity was considered to be the religion of the Europeans.
Peter believes the arrival of satellite TV and the internet have dramatically changed people's perception of Christianity.
Today in North Africa, on TV, you can hear native Arab Christians talking about their faith, who are mature Christians, answering questions, involved in debates.
Emboldened by God's power, Algerian Christians are now on a mission to take the gospel to the four corners of the globe.
God has put in our heart to be able to send 1,000 missionaries by the year 2025. And I really believe maybe one day America will end up with some Muslim converts, missionaries coming to reach out to the Muslims there and other parts as well.
George Thomas, CBN News, along the shores of the Mediterranean.
That is so. Remember, we talked about this. If you've been listening to us, you've been hearing us talk about where a lot of people were concerned about the big influx of Islam and Muslims coming to America. And it's like, No, you have to understand, this is beautiful because now we can share with them the love of God.
Absolutely.
The love of Jesus Christ. And you're seeing proof positive how much God, we've seen it. If you haven't heard it yet, who does God love?
Mm.
He loves Muslims.
That's right.
You know,
right.
He loves Muslims. He loves you. And this is an opportunity to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he says, you know, by the year 2025, think about that, 2025, that we have a desire, a goal to send 1,000 Muslim converts that are, you know, Christians now to Israel or to America to win Muslims to Christ.
Come on.
Come on. I mean, that's just beautiful. And it's so cool is that, you know, what it looks like, what's happening, because, you know, when God begins to do something, we learned earlier, if you haven't heard about the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39, is that it looks like he's going to send your enemy against you, but what he's about to do is win your enemy to himself.
Mm.
Or those that are being held captive. And it's like, my goodness, it looks like he's just going to bring a huge harvest. He's showing up.
Right.
And the biggest time they show up, by the way, the biggest time they're seeing him is at Ramadan.
Yes.
When they're in Mecca, in the last part of their ritual, where they're crying out, God, show yourself. And the last part of it, of their ritual is, you know, God, give me a sign. And just like Paul said, this unknown God that you just called them, and he shows up in a vision, a dream.
Yeah.
And it's just powerful. And it just shows you how powerful crying out to God is and how not to complicate the gospel and realize that Jesus wants a relationship with you. And he wants a relationship with, that's why my heart's been really going out to India, because I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, that the enemy just came in and done so many, I mean, 365 million gods or something like that. It's like,
great.
What's not a god? And one of them is Raj or something like that, which means King of Kings.
Mm.
And it's like they've prostituted in his place of worship, and he was a natural king that made himself the King of Kings.
Hmm.
You can tell that they've took it from the template of the tabernacle, and it's like, oh my goodness. But you know, you can go and let people know that means that they're familiar with what has been twisted. But you can come back and say, you know what, this God loves you, the true God, the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is Jesus Christ, and he's real. That's the difference between all these other supposed gods and God, is that Jesus is alive. He is alive. And you can meet him today. More after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, Steve, I was over the weekend, Father's Day weekend, in fact, you know, or should I say Sunday, I received this text of a video.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm minding my own business. You know, I like just to mind my own business and look after my own dogs. But why? Why did I receive a text message from someone on this radio program, not me or you right now?
Oh, okay.
That would be Pat, but I'm not mentioning any names.
Say the names, okay.
But he sent me this video of his two dogs. Okay, yeah. I gotta admit.
I love your dogs.
Hey, man, dogs are cool. Dogs are cool. You should get one.
Okay.
He sends me this video, right. And these dogs, I gotta admit, Chris, it's actually kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back and forth. Do we have that video? Do we? What were they doing? Talk to us here. I think he spent hours training them to do this.
They're playing with the ball.
They're playing with. They got this. How big is Holly? Holly is a
she
lad.
She is almost 80 pounds.
80 pounds? And how big is Samson?
I think maybe 8.
He may be 10 soaking wet.
Oxymoron here. Samson is a little. And Holly's huge.
Right.
But they're going back and forth. And
but you notice Holly's on her back. Yeah. She's being gentle.
Very gentle. Samson's the more aggressive. But it's just so cute. They're just going back and forth playing with each other. And it's like, oh, my goodness, this is so cute. How long did they do this?
Oh, this will go on for hours.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they do this all day.
Really?
Oh, yeah, until Holly gets tired of him. Just like, swats him like a bug. Get away from me.
That is so cute. It just, this goes, I mean, this was, and he wanted me to watch the duration of this 30-minute video. I said,
hey. I only sent you about a minute of it.
It seemed like it was an eternity.
This one's about 3-minute version.
Oh, okay.
And well, I had to turn it off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to put this available. We know that Pat has a lot of time, but we're going to put this available for you on the torch so you can see. But Holly and Samson, they're playing and getting it on, but it's so cute when you see these two dogs are complete opposite, you know, size, and they're just playing so nicely. Is like, oh my goodness, some adults can learn from this video. Play nicely.
Right.
They're playing nicely. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Holly and the dogs.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back. Pat is so funny.
Yes, he is.
We have more time. Remind us in a future program to talk about his sandwich.
Oh, I will remind
his sandwich in Mobile. Oh, that was just, oh, I could not. It's like, can I get my go by? I'm like, dude.
And he doesn't even remember.
I know. We're at the United Nations meeting right here. He's like, he wants to save his little pickle.
Hallucinating.
That was. Anyway, John, what has taken place? This is amazing what God has done with this young man.
You know, life is so precious. You know, we love to celebrate life and babies and what God's doing. It's, you know, my goodness, it's a very joyful time. And to think that 55 million children have been aborted since 1973, 55 million plus.
Which is equivalent to half of the United States, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's innocent bloodshed. And you think about, you know, the value of a person's life. You know, I've heard people say in passing, or they'll judge someone, it's like, man, that person is made in the image of God. In the image of God, in all life, we're supposed to honor everyone's life. We have this amazing, touching story of this young boy who was born with tremendous issues and was given up, you know, for adoption. And his aunt, who was a distant aunt at the time, took him in as a baby and just prayed over this child. We want to encourage you, pray over your children. Don't give up on anyone. But at the end of this, I'm not going to let the cat out the bag, if you will. I'm going to let you experience for yourself the amazing transformation of God's hand upon someone's life. Don't write anyone off. Count everyone in God. I want you to listen to this and be encouraged.
And you also can catch it, you see it at on the torch, or the VFN torch at VFNTV.com if you're not watching us on Christian Television Network.
Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Christopher Duffley was born in May of 2001. He's actually the son of my youngest brother and his girlfriend. And when I received the phone call from my brother, I found out that he was born at only 26 weeks, 1 pound, 12 ounces. So he's very premature, and he was in critical condition. And there were several nights that we were told that Christopher wouldn't make it through the night. And at that point, I prayed for Christopher. And I just asked God to be with my brother and to do what his will would be. And for a long time, I had no contact with my brother, really didn't know what happened to Christopher. And all of a sudden, my heart was moved. Where was my nephew? What happened to him? And on my first phone call to social services, the gentleman knew about Christopher, and he indeed was in foster care. He was totally blind. He had been born with cocaine in his system, and he had a host of other medical issues. My first response to that, or my first feeling to that, was fear. I prayed very intently, and I begged the Lord. I said, could you just show me what you would want? And he did. He answered in my heart. He told me, do not be afraid, that I will take care of everything. We've had challenges and we've had joys. And one of the greatest joys was to hear Christopher make noise, sing, and keep beat. He really didn't talk till about first grade. So when he sang, it was really neat. And it wasn't shortly around that time that we found out that Christopher had perfect pitch. And he started to do remarkable things. And what a joy and what a prophecy that God gave us, that these tears would come, and they come out of great joy. And when Christopher sings, "Open the eyes of my heart," he teaches us to not see everything with our eyes, but to see things the way God sees things, through our heart.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine.
Wow. Amazing. Is that not awesome?
Amazing. Lord, we bless Christopher. Lord, yes. We ask you to use him. We thank you that you're a redeeming, redeeming God. And use him, God. Totally blind.
Yeah, and you think about it, that his father had abandoned him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, God just drops that awareness in his sister's heart. And she starts thinking, I don't know where my brother is, but I know he had a baby.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And so God begins to send his sister to redeem his own son that he left behind.
Wow.
And goes through all those fears of, you know, raising someone that's not yours. Also in regards to being physically challenged when she finds out that he's blind. Mm-hmm. But I love that. If you haven't seen this, you got to go to the VFN Torch because, you know, when we don't have one attribute, one physical, say, seeing or hearing, the other ones just amplify.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch him turn his head in this picture, and he's sitting in his high chair. I think it's probably his grandfather that's there with him. And you can tell he's so enjoying that conversation, listening, because so many people don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you saw this joy on his face in that picture, that still shot. I mean, just a beautiful thing, you know, when you get to see that. And if you miss that, you've got to see that. It just touches your heart, don't it?
Yeah. Right. In the beginning of the video, you'll hear him reading a scripture. He's actually reading Braille, the word of God, and he's just declaring
sliding his hand right across that Braille, and boldly, isn't he?
Boldly.
Oh, you got to see this. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, the VFN torch, the upper left-hand corner, and it is an amazing, amazing thing.
Oh, my goodness. Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey and Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.